discuss the Indian of the Indian of the Chashivas of being Malamed, Sanigori and Klal Yisrael. And the more the Gagod is a heroes, a person has to have Chas V'Shalom, not to be Mekatrig and Yidin, and not to be Chlal and Kaga Klal Yisrael, only to be Malamed, Sanigori. We know the old Tzadik Eras, always to be Malamed, Schus and Klal Yisrael. And this Indian of being Malamed, Schus and Klal Yisrael is such a Moedic Indian, there's a lot of goofy Torah at Loimba. When I was last Shabbos, remind me afterwards to find him. Shabbos in Tzfas, last Shabbos, so there was a Shmuz when Kozim, you know, they bring up, Tzanz brings up from Kozim Rebbe, so he had a whole thing, I especially took it to show you. The whole Shmuz and how the Tamid of Hashem always, Malamed, Schus and Klal Yisrael, how the Mazbe, Psukim, and the Torah, and the Chet Egel, everything, Dafkel, the Adarab, the Malyusim, Shul Klal Yisrael. The Indian of, we see that Tzadik Emes, and this is one of the very big measurements, how you can see that Tzadik Emes is if they can't say a bad word against the Yid Chas V'Shalom, and B'chlal, Galach is Kama, when you're talking about the Klalias or Klal Yisrael, to be only to be Malamed Schus and Klal Yisrael, and only to speak positive in Klal Yisrael, and to speak on the Tzidkas of Klal Yisrael. And this is Mamish Adova Shahar Begufei Torah Tluim Ba. We'll start with because it's Pesach, it's a Shir on Pesach. The end of Parshas Bo, I think we were aiming on it once already, but the last pasuk in Parshas Bo, which is really the climax of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Parshas Bo is the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the last pasuk in Parshas Bo is V'hoyah lo'oy sab yotcha ulatoytofes bein einecha ki b'choy zog yod ha'tzion ha'shem ha'mitzrayim. The mitzvah of tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin is a zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. No, made a tefillin shel yad, I understand, because it's V'hoyah lo'oy sab yotcha. And the tefillin is ki b'choy zog yod. So the Yodcha, Yodcha is connected to Chayzik Yod. Zroya is connected to Zroya and Tuya. Zroya Uzo, Eidu Tefillin, Stashim Zagamah and Brachas Davvav. So Mela, the Yodcha, I understand, is very connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim, because we talk about Hashem's Yad and the Zroya and Tuya. But what's the Tefillin Shel Roish? How does the Tefillin Shel Roish fit into over here? So Shoyim say, the Yad is connected to the Lev, and the Roish is connected to the Moyach. Still doesn't... What's the direct kesher? And Michal, we have to understand, why does it say Bein Einecha? The scene is mocking for the Tzedukim, they used to put the tefillin on Mamish Bein Einecha. Lamaisa, we put our tefillin on not Bein Einecha. But there's a reason, if the Torah says you put the tefillin on Bein Einecha, it means that the Torah is telling you that the tefillin shall roish has shaykhis to Einayim. The tefillin shall roish has shaykhis to Einayim. So what's the shaykhis of Einayim to the Indian of tefillin shall roish? To top is Bein Einecha. The tefillin shall roish have to be Bein Einecha. It's a blik, it's a re'iyah. The tefillin shall roish is a bechinas re'iyah. What is that re'iyah? What is that? And what's the shaykhus of it? What's the shaykhus of it to the whole Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Also, we know from Purim, Vayehudu Moisa Oyer V'Simcha V'Sasan Bikar, and Bikar is tefillin. Bikar is kovod. Yokar is kovod. Kovod is tefillin. What's the Indian of that? And why Dafka also, the Geula of Purim has to do with tefillin, and the Geula of Mitzrayim has to do with tefillin. And the Geula of Purim and the Geula of Pesach we know is from the Gemara and the Rashi, the Adosheni, Purim has to be an Adosheni in order to be Soymech Geula the Geula. And both these Geulas are Shaychas with Tefillin, Bikar is Tefillin, and Yetzias Mitzrayim is Tefillin. So what's the Shaychas and what's the Pshat? The answer will also explain us in last week's Parashah Be'etzem. Also this week's, because Hazriya Mitzayra is separated this year. But also the Indian of the whole Indian of the Nega Tzoras. How does that come in as a Hachana for Pesach? Lashon Hara, you speak with the get Tzoras, then a Nega, and the Gansa Cheshbon, you have to go to a coin, white Afka the coin, and the Roa is a Nega, the coin has to see the Nega, and it can be a coin poshet, and Amoretz, he sees the Nega, he decides, yes Nega, no Nega. What's the whole Indian? How is this Achana and how is this connected to Chag HaPesach Habo Aleinu L'Toyo? But the answer is, the answer is the following. The Tosfos Yeshan right at the beginning of Pesachim, he says, he quotes the Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi says the same thing by Emes, that why did Chazal call Pesach Chag HaPesach? The Torah calls it Chag HaMatzis. And the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzis, Mechatesa, the Torah Shebal Peh, that the Chachomim should change the name from Chag HaMatzis to Chag HaPesach. Why? Why? So he says in Mordi Gazach, he says, Rashi says in Baal Yisro, on the Pasuk, Vayasu es HaPosach, Vayasu es HaPesach, ויעשו את הפוסח ומיידו בחודש הראשון לימו is in the beginning of פרק טס בעלו ישחון ויעשו בני ישראל את הפסח במיידו. So Rashi says there, למה לא פסח בזו לפי שהוא גנוסן של ישראל? That which they made the pasuk over here, Mayas is a pasuk is gnusin shekol abram shana sheyisrael b'midbar lekriva lepesach zebulbat. Achutz the pesach that they were makriv in Mitzrayim. After the pesach they were makriv in Mitzrayim till abram shana till the last year of the midbar they were makriv the korban pesach. It made it gnusin sheyisrael. Therefore we're not maschil with this because it's the pesach is gnusin sheyisrael. Made it says the Tois Chadash which is Levi that. That's why the Torah doesn't call Pesach Chag HaPosach, because Chag HaPosach Bal Korchach is going to come out in Torah Shebikasav Begnusin Shel Yisrael. You talk about Pesach and Pesach and Pesach, and these the Pesach. It wasn't the Pesach before all the Arba Mishana Midbar. They weren't makriv the Pesach. Is the Torah does not want to be medaber Begnusin Shel Yisrael, and made it therefore the Torah calls the Yom Tov Chag HaMatzis, because Chag HaMatzis is Hashem Shlei Speaker Betzeikom LaHachmitz. And Memeila Chag HaMatzah is al shame, Shlei Speaker B'Tzeikom. And that's a shvach for Klal Yisrael, that we ran out of Mitzrayim before it was ready, before it became Chometz. So because Chag HaMatzah is B'Shvachim Shal Yisrael, and Chag HaPesach is B'Gnusim Shal Yisrael, so Memeila, therefore, that's why the Torah did not call the Chag Chag HaPesach, the Torah called it Chag HaMatzah. So you see that b'chodesh, the Chag HaRishon that Yidden had, Chag Al Chag Pesach, we call it Pesach, is the Torah is so careful not to speak Begnusin Shel Yisrael, and the whole Yom Tov is al shame that the Torah doesn't speak Begnusin Shel Yisrael. We call it Pesach because we're talking b'shvachim shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Pesach al botei b'nei Yisrael. So meila the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzah ledaber b'shvachim shel Yisrael. We call it Pesach ledaber b'shvachim shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So you see, ausgestellt, that the Yom Tov is a time to be medaber b'shvachim shel Yisrael. In Mitzrayim, there was a kategorim, there was the prosecution speaking b'gnusin shel Yisrael, halalo oiv da'avei d'zara, the Rabbeinu Shlalem does not want to hear g'nusin shel Yisrael. B'ni b'chayir Yisrael, it's my son. Other rabbi, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say it's my son? Because if you speak b'gnusan shel Yisrael, you should know that you're speaking chas v'shalom b'gnusan, just like a person who's got a ben yochid, and you speak b'gnusan, he takes it very to heart, because he feels like it's a shtech for him. So Rabban Shalom immediately announces in Mitzrayim, when we were meant to shari tuma, b'ni b'chayir Yisrael. If you speak Lashon Hara about Klal Yisrael, isn't he speaking Lashon Hara kaviyachol klapi ma'ala? And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu made the whole thing after Dosan v'Aviron, we're malshin to Paroi, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, whoa, this Baalei Lashon Hara in Klal Yisrael, how are they going to be zoicha to the Geula? Because the whole Geula is all the Daber B'Shvachim Shel Yisrael. The whole Geula is all the Daber B'Shvachim Shel Yisrael. If there's people speaking Lashon Hara about Yidden, is how they're going to be zoicha to the Geula. The whole Pesach Mitzrayim is ausgestellt to them. This is the whole sod of the whole Inyan of Tefillin. The whole Inyan Tefillin, I didn't look up the Kedushas Levi to see whether he says and whether he's Makasha this the Inyan Tefillin or not, but this is Mamish the Inyan Tefillin. The Gemara says in Baruchas Davov that Minayin Shakot Shpocha Meniach Tefillin. Hashem was Tefillin and we were Tefillin. And here we're going to come to a Merdeka Yisod, a whole new outlook on Tefillin, which will explain us also the Vot and the Tifkait of Vahoyu Retaitofis Beinei Necha. Because what does it say in the Rabbeinu Shalom's Tefillin? Amikam Chisrael Geyachad Baaretz. Frey the Gemara. What do you mean? It's Dalet Parshias. What else does it say in the Rabbeinu Shalom's Tefillin? Amikam Chisrael Geyachad. Mi Goy God Lashaloy Lekim Tzadikim. All four parishes are Medaber B'Shvachim Shel Yisrael. And our Tefillin is Medaber B'Shvachim Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When we wear Tefillin and when we are medaktik on Tefillin, is that's Me'oira the Rabbeinu Shalom's Tefillin. And when that's Me'oira was stated in the Rabbeinu Shalom's Tefillin, then it's only Medaber B'Shvachim Shel Yisrael. It's Tefillin is mashtik all the Lashon Hara and all the Kichugim they are against Klal Yisrael. And that could be why the Lubavitcher Rebbe by the Sixth Day War, when Yidden needed Nissen v'Niflois, then he came out with the Mifts of Tefillin. Because the Pasuk says, V'ro cholam ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra lachav yorim emekod there, the Gemara in Brachos there, eilu tefillin shebarosh. Why are the goyim scared when they see us wearing tefillin? The Teretz is, according to what we're saying, it's mamish hafla of a fella. Because when they see us wearing tefillin, and we're mo'oyer, our tefillin is mo'oyer, the Rabbein Shlom's tefillin, and the Rabbein Shlom's tefillin is the whole time thinking, Kaviyachal Rabbein Shlom's thinking the whole time of Schusim Shal Yisrael. However, we don't wear tefillin anymore the whole day because we're not zoicha, we're not ready to have a heilige machshavas. Kaviyachol, Rabban Shloim, Kaviyachol, whatever it means, wearing tefillin, he wears his tefillin the whole time. And what does it say in his tefillin the whole time? The Rabban Shloim, Hotin Zin, Shvachim Shel Yisroel. So, maybe when the Goyim see us wearing tefillin, and then that's Moira, the Kadosh Baruch Hu Meshabeach Klal Yisroel, and then they're coming to me, Mekatrik. The biggest chutzpah, I'm thinking, a Moshel Amar David Doime. Let's say a Melech knows that his son did something very bad, and he hears knocking on the door, he knows exactly what they want to report. So what's he going to do? He's going to bring all the people knocking on the door in. He's going to say, sit down. And he's going to give him a whole drasha. What's a gewaltige son that he has. And what a special boy he has. And he's so proud of him. And the whole malchus is everything proud of him. Is anybody going to dare open their mouths after that? They're going to say, well, then he's going to ask, why did you come? They say, Ech weiss, to tell you about the weather outside. They're not going to open their mouths. The Rabban Shalom is the whole time thinking of Shvachan Shem Yisrael. His tefillin, Shal Roish, which is Kenegan HaMoyach, is not to be Messiah Das. On the parashas, which state in the tefillin. And in the tefillin, state the parashas of Shvachan Shem Yisrael. So maybe when the Goyim see us wearing the tefillin, and then our tefillin is Moyer, the Rabban Shalom's tefillin, and the Rabban Shalom's tefillin is only Medabe B'Shvachan Shem Yisrael. So, and the Goyim are coming now, and they're fighting us. They're coming now to be Loich against us, they're coming out to be Mekatrik against us. They'll turn around and they'll flee. How can now, at this point, how can we fight against Klal Yisrael after a bunch of them is telling us the whole time he's being Meshabeach? The tiefkeit of the tefillin shel roish, which is kenegede necha, is vi kikstof them. How do you look? What's your mabat? What's your estaklus? What's your look at them? What's the Rabban Shalom's look in Klal Yisrael? Where do you see the Rabban Shalom's look in Re'i on Klal Yisrael? Loi hibit oven be'yakoi ve'loi ra amal be'Yisrael. That's the Rabban Shalom's Re'i. Why? Because the tefillin is b'nei necho. The tefillin is b'nei necho, meaning the tefillin is giving us the histakulus. When we wear our tefillin shel roish, b'nei necha means that admits whatever we're going through, whatever shver tkufas, whatever shver zachen we're going through. But we have a look at it that Rabban Shalom is good, and Rabban Shalom is good, and we're matzik aleinu sadin, and Rabban Shalom is good, and Rabban Shalom only wants good. Our tefillin are giving us a cook, a histaklus on the Rabban Shalom, that everything Rabban Shalom does is good. And then that's Mo'ira, the Rabban Shalom is taklus, that everything Klal Yisrael is good. The Rabban Shalom doesn't see an avla, lehibit oven b'yakver, le'rob am Yisrael. And that's mashtik, all the kitrugim. That's the sod of tefillin, that's the sod of b'nei necha, that's the re'iyah that we have. How do you look at the Holocaust? How do you look? With tefillin, we see it's one anhaga from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echot. And kafi how much we see this in our tefillin, kafi our istaklus in how we see the Darkei Hashem, is that's Mo'ira, the istaklus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabban Shalom Kaviyochel sees Klal Yisrael. And then he's Lo'ira Omal Yisrael, he only sees Gitz, he only sees the good. That's the Yisod of tefillin. Purim, as Haman says the Gemara in Megillah, Leka the Yoda Lishna Bisha Kahaman. Haman was the chief Mekatrik, knocking on the door to the Melech. Melech is Achashverosh, Melech Stam is Melech Malcham Lochem. And he's Mekatrik, Yeshnei Am Echad, Mefuza Mefoira, Dashan the Gemara, Yeshnei Am Echad, Yesheinim in Am Mitzvahs, Ahin and Aher. He's a Loshen Harateller. He's a Malshin on Klal Yisrael. After we are Mapal Amalek, after your Mapal Amalek is like Yehuda Moisa Oira Vesimcha Vesosan Vikar Rabban Shalom Leg Doch Tefillin, and Rabban Shalom's Tefillin Hayitochen that you speak against Klal Yisrael, you're Mekatrik against Klal Yisrael when the Rabban Shalom Leg Doch Tefillin, when we are Tefillin. So the Spitz of Purim is the Shvachan Shal Yisrael that was Mashtik the Lech of the Yod Alishma Bisha Kahoma. And that's mamish the same thing, the Spitz of Pesach. We can be Memtesh Shari Tuma. We were Memtesh Shari Tuma. But the Rabban Shalom only sees the good of Klal Yisrael. Rabban Shalom sees the Pnim of Klal Yisrael. Rabban Shalom sees what we really. Rabban Shalom sees that it's not our fault. And then Chanami, even in the times of Purim, where they were Meshtachav and Atzelem, Shavut Shalom Vucha Netzah, says the Gemara, Osu El Elefonim, it was only Chetzoini, Stigamaisa. But Adam Yireh, The Inayim Vashem Yira Lalevo. The Rebbein Shalom looks his Re'iyah through his tefillin, which is Bein Einov, and his Inayim through the tefillin that are talking B'shvach and Shal Yisrael. His Inayim Kaviyochel, his Inayim, the Rebbein Shalom's Inayim only see the good. And the Rebbein Shalom sees Lalevo, and in the hearts from the Yid, the heart of the Yid is Kulay Toiv, and that's what the Rebbein Shalom sees. In the heart of the Yid, there's no Amal B'Yisrael. Lo yira amal b'Yisrael. Chitzonius is chitzonius. Rabbi Shlomo's ri'iyah is a different ri'iyah. So kafi ha'wiyah ma'oyer in our ri'iyah, how we see the Yad Hashem and everything, is that's ma'oyer how the Rabbi Shlomo sees things. If a yid chas v'shalom is mekatrig on klal Yisrael, if a yid gets up and is mekatrig and says shlechta zachan on klal Yisrael, he's mamish makrish v'shteit in the Rabbi Shlomo's tefillin. He's passling the Rabbi Shlomo's tefillin. That's what Tzadik Emes was so nizhar. You know, at one point they used to be before the Baal Shem Tov, they were Magidim, and they used to come and they used to say terrible, and people need not terrible, and everybody's terrible, and whatever. They were Mechiach. They had their Inyan Mechiach. The Baal Shem Tov sent the Baal Shem Tov down. The Baal Shem Tov was Named Yidin is Kodosh, the Heilig Yiddish folk, and Klal Yisrael is a Goy Kodosh, Goy Echot Boretz, and he was Magala, the Baal Shem Tov's tefillin. And all the tzaddikei emes, Adi Reina, were all so careful. You read that shmuz in the Klezmer Megarebbe, you see, even the egel, how the Talmid of Hashem touched up the egel, and how they touched up Zachen, where they turn everything l'te'eles, that's all b'schus the tefillin. That's the Beini Nechov. That's the Rabban Shlom's Re'iyah, the Rabban Shlom's Estaklus on Klal Yisrael, comes through the tefillin, which is Beini Nechov. This gives us a moyedek yisog, mechlal what Yom Tov means for us. Because we know that Yom Tov is the time when we came to the Beis Hamikdash. And Yom Tov, when you come to the Beis Hamikdash, is the Kederach Shabo Lirois, Kachba Lirois. A Yid has to come, Meseches Chagiga, a Yid has to come to the Beis Hamikdash with a Re'iyah, because he's seeing the Rabban Shalom, and the Rabban Shalom is seeing him. Ken Zayin, that this is Mamish the Re'iyah that we're talking about. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our Beinei Necha, through our Tefillin, which is Beinei Necha. And the Rabbi Shalom sees us through Kaviyochel, through his Beinei Necha, through his Tefillin. And the mitzvah of Yom Tov is to come to the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Beis HaMikdash is a makom of Leiro, Omel B'Yisrael. And therefore Yid can bring a korban and a kenzach opvish, and he can wash off all his chet. He can wash off his chet. Why can he wash off his chet? Because he's coming to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rabbi Shalom doesn't see the chatan. It's not a pnimistic Indian. It's only outside. And therefore, he come to the Beis HaMikdash. We saw the Rabbein Shalom, and Rabbein Shalom saw us with that ria. Al Beinei Necho, and the Rabbein Shalom, Kaviyochel Beinei Necho, came together. That's coming to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why the Kiddush that we say on Yom Tov, Asher Bachavonu Mikola, Wawawam, Verei Memonu Mikola, Shrein, the Kiddushanu B'mitzvaysov. Vachadonu, we are Klal Yisrael, the Kiddush, and that's why Leil Seder Kaddish becomes before Rechatz. Everybody asks, first you have to wash, first is the Sumira, and then you can be Makaddish yourself. Haknish and Kop. Leil Pesach, Rabban Shalom, Leiro Omer B'Yisrael, Rabban Shalom is focusing on Asher Vachadonu Mikolom, and the Rebimonu Mikolom, Mikiddishonu B'mitzvaysov. The Spitz Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Rabban Shalom sees us through his Tefillin, which are Kaviyachal Bein Einov. And then Mamela, when you're Megale Shvachan Shel Yisrael, and when we feel the Shvachan Shel Yisrael, the Mamela Rechatz, Mamela, we don't want our Veris anymore. When we realize how Meroimim we are, is Mamela, we realize what a Yid is. Mamela, the things fall away. But that's how we get rid of our Veris. We get rid of our Veris by feeling our Roimimus. That's the Sod of Yom Tov. That's Mamish the Sod of Yom Tov. Pesach is the first Yom Tov. And Pesach is the Yom Tov that Torah Beksav says, Chag HaMatzis Hazeh. We're not saying Chag HaPesach. We are Melamed. The Torah is Melamed. Sani Goyron Klal Yisrael. The Torah is Meshabeach. Klal Yisrael. Remember the Mefarshim, the Achronim, the Tzlach, the Pnei Yeshua, on that sugya there in Brachos. They talk about the Masbik Ki'ilu, what it means, Rabban Shalom's Tefillin Shal Roish. They talk about that. Kaviyochel, just like the Roish is Negan Moyach, so Rabban Shalom the whole time, connected his Moyach, is what's written in his Tefillin, which is B'shvachim Shal Yisrael. That's what Rabban Shalom has in his mind. So Meira, therefore, that's Yom Tov. Yom Tov, and that's Shavuot, Mekadesh, and Yom Tov, the Kiddush is Mekadesh Yisrael, Vazmanim. Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. It's the time of Roimimus of Klal Yisrael. It's the time when the Rebbein Shalom only sees the Roimimus of Klal Yisrael. Pesach is that. Pesach started off like that. The Rebbein Shalom announces, Kna Pesach, B'ni B'choyri Yisrael. And it doesn't matter what matziv you are, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, lo yadei malach, lo yadei sorof, lo yadei shliach, Rebbein Shalom wants to do it, kaviyochel b'chvoidoi v'yatzmoi, alzis b'shvokan shel Yisrael, zuchati lo chesed no raich, ahavas kulei saich, lechtech acharei b'midbo, b'eretz lezorua, lel pesach we read, she'ashirim after the whole Agoda, and she'ashirim ma'yofu raich, ma'yofu raiosech, ma'yofu po'omayich, v'na'olim, ma'yofu po'omayich, v'na'olim, your legs, why is it called Gimel Regolim? Because we're raglaim, ma'yofu, how beautiful it is to see Klal Yisrael being oil of the regal. Shvachan Shal Yisrael, how beautiful it is to see Klal Yisrael. Why are they carrying so many behemoths? 10 chatos, 15 oshams, de'aveira, yenaveira, yenaveira. We're saying, Mayofu, Pamaich, Ban Olim, the Eden are coming to the Beis HaMikdash. Because when they come into the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to be zeuchah, but those two taitofes, Bein Enechos, are going to come together. So Leil said that we recite Shiashirim. Shiashirim is, and Mata'iru, all the goyim come to Klal Yisrael, and they try to be mafrid between us. The whole Shiashirim is about the toichim, the goyim try to be mafrid from us. And we say, No, intinsus doy dimata gidilo shechoyla zahava oni. We have a kesher. We have a different way of looking at the Rebbein Shalom. The Rebbein Shalom has a different way than you have of looking at us. It's mamish the dveikus, the two tefillins coming together. That is the sheashirim. So after Leil Seder, we recite sheashirim, and like the Zoya says the Zohar we recite before God Shal Pesach, Rebbein Shalom takes the Pamalia Shalmala and says, ah, look at Klal Yisrael, look at my Kinderloch, look what they're reciting, they're about to be Mesipa Yitzis Mitzrayim, that's Pesach and Shavuos, Kad Yasmin Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lepamalia Dere Chazu, Bonai Chavivai, the Mishtachem Yitzorah Delhoin, V'askim Bechedvus Adeli, look at Klal Yisrael, they forget their Tzoras, and forget their Yisurim, and the Oisik, Bechedvus Adeli, Rebbein Shalom is Meshaveach, Klal Yisrael on Pesach and on Shavuos. And then Kumta Yom Kippur, where it says, Lesle Roshus, the Satan can't be Mekatrig on Yom Kippur, because Has Satan is Gematria 364, there's one day a year where you can't be Mekatrig, and that's Yom Kippur. And then Yom Kippur is the most Beis HaMikdash Tikka day, it's the most Beis HaMikdash Tikka day. So we should just explain that the whole Beis HaMikdash is all about the idea where you can't be Mekatrig against Klal Yisrael. It's such a mockum. It's a mockum where we see, and the Rebbein Shalom sees us. And it's a turn shabbat roish to kamatzev. You can't be makatrik in the Beis HaMikdash. The Yom Kippur, which is the most Beis HaMikdash to kamatzev. Yom Kippur, which is the most Beis HaMikdash to kamatzev. Lestle, Rishus Listuni, Chas V'Shalom. Somebody dare open his mouth when the Rebbein Shalom is Meshabeach Klal Yisrael. After that comes the regular Shlishi, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael, Yeshu B'Sukkos, an Igud of the Ein Boi Tam, the Ein Boi Reach. It's all, else is good. Everybody else is good. Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael, Yeshu B'Sukkos, Shekol Yisrael, Yeshu B'Sukkah Achas. All the Gimel Regalim is when we came to the Beis HaMikdash, and there was not Megala, the Kishem Kedash Baliros, Kach Bali Rois. There's only a positive look. That's the Gimel Regalim. That's the Gimel Regalim. All the Regalim are based on Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim, we came out not looking Vevais, so was not looking, and the Rebbein Shalom only saw a Lechtiger Yiddish Folk. The Rebbein Shalom only saw a beautiful, beautiful Klal Yisrael. He saw his Bnei Bechori that he's so proud of, and he's Meshabeach, and he sees that. That's all licked in the Behoya Lois Aliotcha, the Tatavis Bein. It's the stackless, it's the re'ia that comes through the Tefillin Shel Rosh of us and Tefillin Shel Rosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mela, that's the tiefkeit of the Tefillin, and that's the tiefkeit of how a person has to have a stackless of a yid. How a person mustn't look on the external, mustn't look at goyish kickoff of a yid, mustn't look at a goyish kickoff Klal Yisrael. A person has to look at Mimelamet and a goyer of Klal Yisrael. Even if you see Eden that are not frum, you have to say Nebuch and Rachmanes and Tinokish and Nishbu, and the Rebbein Shalom wants to hear, because he's wearing his tefillin the whole time. And it's a terrible thing to speak b'shiflus shel Yisrael if the Rebbein Shalom the whole time is thinking b'shvachan shel Yisrael.
That's the Nagoyim, that's when the
Nagoyim. Oh, so therefore, what's the Nagoyim coming? The Nagoyim are coming this time because somebody speaking Lashon Hara, but it's Atzveta Yid. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Because of the Chet of Lashon Hara, because of Sinas Chinom. Yidin want Mechabed each other. So the Nagoyim, the Goyim, the Goyim, the Yid speaks Lashon Hara, get out. Gerad chutz lemachne. Aber it's a tiefer Sache. But to finish it quickly, the Nagoyim is under the Nagoyim. As far as says, only on the most chitzoni shebechitzoni shebechitzoni. So the Yid spoke lashon hara because you had a histaklus. A chitzoni sticky stakless you had on another yid. So your nega comes bechitzoni. The Rebbeinu wants to show you that even if a yid, the nega is only bechitzoni. But you have to know that a yid bepnimius is rain. Every yid wants the roitzani. Every yid wants to be the Rebbeinu. So the Beis Hamikdash is a mokum where you koifenoisim. But the Beis Hamikdash is a mokum where Hakadosh Baruch Hu is only dabe b'shvachan shel Yisrael. Here this low life comes into the Beis Hamikdash. Koifenoisim. You'll see. Rebbeinu says, I see better than you. I see better than you. Hit him. You'll see he's also answering you. You're going to see it's all shvach and shenishral in the end. So by the nega, only the kohen has to have it. Because the kohen name is Aaron, is the oiv shalom, the roid of shalom. He made shalom between people by tail, by he went to Reuben, fighting with Shimon. So he went up to Reuben, how much Shimon likes him, and went to Shimon, how much Reuben likes him. He made shalom between everyone, he showed everybody how much everybody's good, and he brought out everybody's milas. And when you bring out everybody's milas, So then it's Shalom Al Yisrael, and that's why he was coined in the Beis Hamikdash, because that's the mock in the Beis Hamikdash. Leroy's. That's the whole Yisrael of the Beis Hamikdash. A coin has to see the Nega with a coin de Kiriya. Mita coin de Kiriya. There, that's the Hilchas Nagoyim. That's the Hilchas Nagoyim. The Chasam Soifer says that if it's, the Pasuk says it's Hafach Kulei Lovon, it's Tahu. Chasam Soifer says that's referring to a Goy. Because a Goy, he's so tumetic, his whole inside is moldy. So what does a Nega do? His whole inside is moldy. So Hafach Kulei Lovon, he's Kulei Lovon. So the whole Nagoyim, go bring out the Mile of Klal Yisrael. Person's got an egg on the chitzonis, he becomes tomei. Because inside him, he's okay. So if he has episode ra on him, it's not. It's only on the outside. It's only on the outer layer. So a person who speaks lashon hara gets a nega to think, how can you speak bad about Yena? You didn't look at him properly. Where were you? Where were you in the Gimel Regalim? Where were you? Do you put tefillin shel roish on bichlal? If you put tefillin shel roish on, you ma'or the rabbi shalom is tefillin shel roish. Is how can you talk lashon hara about another yid? How can you talk lashon hara? So other opposite, that's faket. So that's a sunny goyra that you see that it's only metame yid on the outside. It's only neg on the outside. But the Chasam Soifer says, mamish hafach the negas hafach kule the negas hafach kule lovan is a goy. And the pasuk carries on there. It says a michias basacha yitzma means even if a goy wants kedushin tahara. Chasam Soifer says michias basacha yitzma that even if a goy is oisik b'toyres chayv misa, goy sheshavas chayv misa. He doesn't have that reinka. He doesn't have the kedusha of the yid. So the whole inyan of the goyim comes out as a shvach and klal yisrael. So the climax of this whole shir is a sugya, it's a mishnah in Psochem in Arvei Psochem, maschilim begnus ha-meshayim in b'shvach. And the Mepharshim say over there, that's al derech tzadikim, tchilosim, yisurin, v'soifan, shalva. What's the inyan maschilim begnus ha-meshayim in b'shvach? We just gave a whole shir, you mustn't talk begnus ha-shal Yisrael. The gnus ha-shal Yisrael, avadam ayinu, lefarah b'mitzrayim, vayitzein Hashem alakeinim yisham. Look nebuch what a matzav they were. And look, shlei shinu shemam, shlei shinu l'shoinam. The gnus is that something that brings out the shvach. The Zoya HaKadosh writes, now why did the Rebbeinu Shalom put them in Mitzrayim? Because the goyim Mitzrayim are so prost and are so low that the heathen shone when they were in Mitzrayim. So the gnus is maybe that they're the shvach. The gress the shvach is if you start off where they were and what they could have been and what they could have become. And that's teaching us how to look at Nebuch, the people, the Freya today here in Eretz Yisrael, and the Freya who knows where all over the world. Nebuch, they're fallen amongst the goyim. And if only the HaKadosh Baruch would take them out of there, just imagine how halig they would be, just like when HaKadosh Baruch took the Yidin out of Mitzrayim. Maschil HaMiknus is because Messiah in Bishvach. And the Messiah in Bishvach is not a Mikam Elahaba, it's a Lemafreya. And that's the whole Yisod. The Maschilim Bignus is only what you see on the outside. But if you look deeper with the Emesik Estaklis Abad, it's going to be an Indian on Messiah and Mishvach. To speak good on Klal Yisrael. To speak good on Klal Yisrael. The whole Yom Tovim is where we went and we saw our blick, how we view the Rabban Shalom, how the Rabban Shalom views us. Moshe Bilam HaRasha, he wanted to be cursed Klal Yisrael. He wanted to be speak out. He wanted to use his Deborah to be mekallel, to say terrible things. And by the Pia Osain, Yiftach Hashem is Pia Osain, the Pia Osain said to him, Lama Zei Kisani Shlesh Ergonim. And Rashi says, Lama Eichato, why are you trying to be Oiker, Umma, Chagegas Gimel Ergonim? Said this last week? So that's Mamish, what we're saying, that's good for the vote. What's the Gimel Ergonim? The Gimel Ergonim is Rabbi Einstein looks at us, says, Ah, me like me goy godl, me kamach Yisrael, goy echad boretz. they have Gimel Regalim. They have the Gimel Regalim where they meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks out of Shvachan Yisrael. You're coming now. You're journeying now to curse. You're journeying now to use your Dibur of Gnusin Shal Yisrael. And we know that everything he said to Lamal Yosan, he really wanted to say Le Gnusin Chazal say. So he was like Haman. He wanted to come with a Meredith Galosh and Haran Kalad Yisrael. Whatever he said L'Toyiv, he meant to say the opposite. How can you speak so much Lashon Hara? How can you plan so much Lashon Hara against Klal Yisrael? If Klal Yisrael achoygeg gimel regalim sholish pom mashona, the yiroi kol zechucha, 3 times a year we come and we meet up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem sees us and we see Him. The shvachan shel Yisrael is so strong on Yom Tov. Think of a Yom Tov Bilam. Think of a Yom Tov where the Rabban Shalom's whole focus is shvachan shel Yisrael. How can you be mekatrig against Klal Yisrael? That's Dafka why the Osoin of Bilam spoke about the Umar Chagegas Gimel Regalim. Okay, Ritz Hashem, Zaman Lama Zoy Chazanim, Ritz Hashem.